When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to An Aromatic Life's Whiff of Wisdom. This is a brand new format that I'm adding every other week in between new conversations, where I'm going to release a short inspirational clip from one of my previous guests. The goal is to offer a whiff of wisdom for your aromatic life and give you some inspiration to try new things that use your sense of smell more. Today's whiff is from episode 36 of the podcast with cognitive scientist and empirical philosopher Anne-Sophie Barwick, where she advocates for why our sense of smell is so amazing. She not only explains what people get wrong about our sense of smell, including the belief that dogs are better smellers than humans, but she also emphasizes the fact that through smelling, we can expand the quality of our consciousness. So, whether you're already a huge fan of our sense of smell, or you need a little convincing, have a listen and decide for yourself. I think this whiff will give you some new perspectives. Enjoy. What do you think people fundamentally get wrong about our sense of smell? What are these preconceived notions, or what do they get wrong? What should people know?
Oh, I can tell you what annoys me the most, and then what else is also on the list. Yeah. The first thing that gets on my nerves, and I cannot be nice about it, is like, but smell is just subjective. No, it's not. It's the most reliable and objective sense there ever was, because it's not about objectivity. It's not like philosophers say, oh, you've got an input and you've got the perception, the same perception of the same stuff. No, the most objective part is the mechanisms behind it. Do you get a reliable perception by the biology? So the genetics, the neurocommunication. So it's actually the most objective thing that you can perceive the same thing differently in different contexts, because the context is different. I mean, that's the whole point of biology. And so this subjectivity thing and discrediting smell is not giving us a true account of the world. I don't know whether I can swear on your podcast, but I would swear otherwise.
Go for it. Okay.
Bullshit. You can quote me on that. It's just bullshit. The other things, oh, it's an evolutionary decline. No, it's not. This is, again, when people say, well, you know, the olfactory bulb has shriveled up. No. What happens actually is that the rest of the cortex has grown. So size is always in proportion to. And the density of the olfactory bulb is quite high. So the next thing people say, yeah, but dogs have many more receptors. Oh, and you're sorry. Like, yeah, well, of course they have more receptors, because where are their noses? They're on their snouts. They're on the ground where lots of contaminants are. So there's a lot of feces and urine, and they can infect you. So they have these long-winded noses where a lot of these odors are filtered out. So they have to have more receptors in order to perceive something. I mean, dogs are amazing at smelling, but so are humans. So you just can't pay me to crawl on an airport to sniff out something. I mean, I'm happy if dogs do it because they seem to be happy doing it. But seriously, you can't pay me. But humans are much better at smell if they only pay attention. So this is also something. It's evolutionary decline. We're bad at smelling. We can't describe smells. Also wrong. It's just a matter of training. It's the most flexible and cognitively sophisticated sense if we just train it, or cognitively impacted sense. Then the subjectivity. So these are some of the things.
You're very animated when you're saying this. I love it. It's very clear these things bother you. So, and I completely agree with you. They bother me too. So let's flip the coin. So what are the things that you just want to tell people that is awesome about our sense of smell? What do you want? If you could get people to do something with their sense of smell, what would you suggest they do? Like, what are some easy things they could do? I always tell people to smell the world around them. As simple as that. Engage with the smells around them.
And that's precisely it, because what you can do, you can expand the quality of your conscious awareness. like you're not just seeing things, you're not just, you know, whatever, there might be some smells, but the more you pay attention to smells, the more you pay attention to the subtle nuances in your perception, you actually expand the quality of your consciousness, which is amazing that you can just do it by paying attention. And I mean, the next thing is what is just mind-blowing to me is that smell is the only sense for which fragrance chemists, perfumers can artificially create entirely new molecules that have never existed. Yeah, I mean, it's you literally expand the world in a material sense, and you literally expand the quality of your conscious experience. That's amazing. I mean, that is just mind-boggling.
And also, any other sense does that? No.
Yeah, I mean, you can, of course, make new drawings, etc. But there's a combinatory explosion when it comes to what you can perceive. So that through, like, you can new chemicals, new smells, something that never existed on Earth, in nature, that's just mind-boggling. And that I'm trying to get people excited precisely because of that, because it just shows that, of course, everything is based on biology, but that doesn't mean it's limited, but more, what are the combinatory possibilities for exploring things? And also, our mind is not bound to our present state. The brain is flexible. Through learning, through the acquisition of language, interaction. So when we talk about smells, so if we were to share a meal, if we were to share a wine, the most important part about smell is the social interaction, because we discover new qualities with each other. And that is why I do think the most important part also for families is to share meals, just to talk about what they're perceiving. It's kind of, it gets you curious about the world, about your own body as well. We're so disconnected from our own sensory experience by now. So that's what I'm trying to get people to be excited about as well.
I hope you enjoyed that whiff of wisdom. Do spread the insight by sharing this episode with your friends and family. And if you want more, why not go back and listen to the original full conversation with my guest? If you enjoyed this episode, I think you might like my new Substack newsletter, where I share my thoughts on all things smell. It arrives in your inbox bi-weekly and is meant to pique your curiosity and expand your idea of what sense of smell can mean in your life. You can sign up for it for free at anaromaticlife.substack.com. Have a great rest of your day. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. I'll be back next Thursday with a brand new conversation related to our sense of smell. Take care.